All right. Hey, everybody. Hey, Bob. Scooter. Okay, Bob. You seem down. Scooter, you know why I'm down. It's Wednesday. We're not supposed to record on Wednesday. You said, Bob. Okay, Bob, it's still a podcast. So we kind of, you know, you had a little, remember I talked about this, a drama. Scooter, how? I guess. Okay, Bob. Right, we, you know, tension and then relieve the tension or some scooter. Okay. Hey, everybody. Scooter here with Bob. Oh. And it's good news, but Bob's a little sad about this news. Or I think it's good news, and mediocre news, Bob. And this is Wednesday, so it's Wednesday. I just got home from work. I've been thinking about this a lot. All right, so this will be the this is the sleep show introduction. It's Saturday night. This is a sleep show introduction. This is another attempt to make up a sleep show song. This is a sleep show introduction. If I ever was consistent, you'd be able to sing along. Sleep show song. Ba-da-ba-bong. Or ba-da-ba-gong. So, hey, everybody. Sleep show. Me and Bob are here. Scooter. Bob, you sound better. Scooter. This is a nerve tension, Scooter. Nerve. Yeah, kind of, Bob, because I don't know what we're... The reason Bob's so excited is we recorded something on Wednesday. I think it was, Bob, do you know when we, Scooter? I don't know. Bob, you're so happy. But I reached some decisions. You know, we've been doing a lot of thinking here as we've been trying to figure out how to keep, you know, how to keep the podcast that puts you to sleep with me going and sustainable. And I, you know, I said, geez, I guess part of me wanted to have it all figured out at our 2-year anniversary. And part of me was really stressed. Scooter, you get so stressed about everything. Yeah, I get stressed about everything. And I started, and so we made an announcement on Wednesday that we recorded. It didn't go out. But Bob was pretty upset by the announcement.
Yeah, Scooter, I was so upset until I got the good news.
Until Bob got the good news for Bob, but you'll hear it in the after this. But basically, I'm trying to refocus all of my energy and sleep with me. So for the time being, we're going to stop the sleep show. This will be the last episode for a little while.
Stop the sleep show.
And now I'm having deja vu, maybe because we recorded this on Wednesday, too. But Bob was crushed. Now Bob's happy.
So, Scooter, I'm so happy.
Bob's happy, so you'll hear Bob sad.
Set the narrative tension, Scooter.
Probably not, because we told him what's going to happen, but maybe we'll play you being upset first, and then they'll hear that, and then they'll hear this.
Scooter, what if
I was thinking the same thing, Bob. That would be weird. So maybe we'll do that.
Like Mr. Robot season episode 4.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody's seen Mr. Robot episode 4. Wonderful. Holy wow. And I know I say things are brave a lot of times when I like them, but another example of bravery in storytelling. That episode 4 was so wonderful of Mr. Robot. I think it was episode 4. But holy crow, what wonderful, and a bit like a TV show, you know, rewritten thousands of times and collaborated with people at the top of their game with a brilliant mind behind it. But what a brilliant, me and Bob watched it last night.
Oh, Scooter, so good.
So here's the thing. So the sleep show is going to get stopped for now. And until we find more time, we won't be doing it. But it's something I want to come back to. It's important to me to figure out the science of sleep and what really works and stuff. And we're also going to be stopping the, what is it called, the newsletter that I wasn't really following through on. That was another thing I really wanted to do. But I've heard from people, no one said this directly, but says, geez, this podcast helps me sleep. The podcast that puts you to sleep helps me sleep. And so that's what, I only have a limited amount of time and stress. And right now, that's just the fact of the matter.
Scooter, can I do my announcement?
Bob, I'm right in the middle of a point, actually. So, in a minute, okay?
Okay, Scooter, sorry, I'm just sucks.
So, we're going to stop those things, and I'll talk a little bit more, but Bob wants it to make an announcement. But we'll come back to them, so we can do 3 nights of sleep with me still. And then it's not that much extra work to do this, Sleep to Strange, which will be another feed on iTunes. So that way we'll have 5 nights of sleepable material for you. And by what you're...
So Scooter,
hey everybody, it's me, Bob. And I was really sad. Maybe you heard it. Maybe you'll hear it in a... Because my show got canceled. But then Scooter said he was having auditions for roles. And
can I tell them, Scooter?
No, no, Bob, that's tension. I don't know what narrative tension means exactly, but
okay. So I have auditioned for roles and I'm collaborating on future projects. So stay tuned, for Bob will return on...
No, don't say on what.
But you'll be hearing from me really soon, I think. Thank you, Scooter. Scooter, did I get the parts that I read for?
Well, we'll see, Bob. Yeah, well, good job on the narrative tension, Bob. We'll see, Bob. I don't know.
We do know, though, right? I got the parts. You said it.
Yeah, I don't know, Bob.
No, don't. Oh, we're winking. Yes, Scooter, I'm crushed, but I will have to live with not knowing. If I...
Okay, don't say... great. So Bob has some other things to do now. So Bob's still my collaborator. Bob still will be taking the calls. And but the show's going to... And I explained this in the other recording. But I think this reflects a lot of, like, what causes me not to sleep is wanting control out of outcomes that I don't have any control over. And I think this part of what the sleep show was like saying, geez, I really wanted to, at 2 years, know clearly would I be able to do this podcast for a job or not? And the answer, in all honesty, is it's not clear. And I guess that's a little bit scary and a little bit out of my control. And I think as we were pushing towards the finish line, I said, geez, what else can I do to at least feel a sense of control? And I think the sleep show is a good experiment. But I also think there was a part of me that said, hey, let's just trust the podcast that puts you to sleep. And I think it's time to return to the roots of the podcast. I think it's clear what's working. Not that the sleep show didn't work, but it didn't work with the schedule I have. And the same thing with the newsletter. I want to figure out other ways to interact and keep in touch and amuse and delight you guys. And so down the road, that could be something I do, but I don't have the time to do it. And I don't want it to burn me out or, you know, damage the creative. I'm so lucky to have this podcast. To be able to assess out story ideas to put you guys to sleep. So I don't want to mess with that creative mojo. So that's the announcement. Maybe, I don't know if the announcement will be at the beginning or the end of me and Bob talking or both, because me and Bob were both like, we'll sandwich it both ways. And then one more thing, because I can feel a common sense reaction to all this of saying, you guys wanting some control. To help out the podcast, because that's what I hear from so many. How can I help? Or, you know, what can I do? And I know it's not the sexiest thing, and I know I keep repeating it, but it truly is the most powerful way to help the show is simply to spread the word. Because the podcast is at this weird point where it just financially is in this weird place. Either it can, it's now is not the time to worry about money. And I'm not worried about money. Like, I am worried about making sure I have the right amount of time and energy to put into this podcast. And I'm honestly worried about more people finding the show. And that's what's going to take care of the everything. I said it before, 90% of me believes it, 10% of me, you know. But if you want to help the show, if you want control, and I realize maybe it's scary for you. Jeez, I want this podcast. I want a concrete way to help this podcast keep going. Well, maybe you could be with me in this uncertainty, you know, just like I try to be with you in the deep, dark night. And I know you guys are there for me. So maybe just send me some psychic energy that way. But the best way, like I said, is just to spread the word, whether it's to tell a friend or a neighbor, a coworker, whether it's a comment. I've seen people in the past week commenting on Reddit and what is the other one? Meta, another hive mind site. I can't think of it now. But those are really the ways that other people find the podcast. And then they say, well, either this, you know, they find out this is a podcast to put me to sleep or it's not. But that way is so powerful. And I know it doesn't seem powerful, but all we need is one more listener. And then one more, you know, that's really all we need. I mean, if everyone listening to this, you know, just found one person to listen to the podcast, you know, that takes away all the uncertainty. But I mean, you obviously got to find somebody that's like, doesn't fire you. Cause like, wait, you listen to this guy. So yeah, I guess you have to find somebody, but if all you try to find somebody, then we'll find, you know, then it'll be up to 10 new people that say, geez, I love this podcast. So that's it. Things are healthy and I got other stuff going on with work. And yeah, and I have to live with this uncertainty, just like I have to keep my brain bots under control, my day brain bots and my night brain bots. So I'll be here doing my best to put you to sleep. Maybe one day this will be a pilot that we'll show it to somebody and say, hey, you know, I got a book about sleep. Let's team up. Let's make this sleep show. My name's, you know, Elon Musky Poo. And actually, I got a boatload of dough. You know, I said, geez, well, I don't know about the dough. Could I get one of those sweet-ass cars? And we could do the podcast in the car. And he said, geez, you know, buddy, you got yourself a deal. And I said, well, anyway, hey, could we do it in space, though, Musky? And he said, don't call me Musky. Musky Poo? Don't call me Musky Poo. Well, she said, I don't know if we can do the podcast then, because I was thinking of sleeping with Musky. And then he said, oh boy, let's do this thing. And that's another kind of brain bot, the, you know, perfect world brain bot. That part of my brain's just searching for certainty too. And I said, geez, I don't know. What if we don't get along? You know, and then there's another brain bot right there. But trust me, you spreading the word is what matters way, way, way more than money. And I know there's a bunch of you fixing to donate money. And that time will come. And I can tell you, behind the scenes, I'm working on getting advice from people that make podcasts bigger than mine and say, hey, what do you think I should do about finding somebody to help me out with producing this podcast? What would you do in my situation? You know, so our mission is strong. You guys are strong. As I almost cried last week, you know, your support is so strong. And, you know, I want to help you. You want to help me. You know, so nothing can go wrong here. We just want to keep it going. And we're going to do that. And we're going to do it in the ways we can do it right now, which is to cut back on the non-putting you to sleep stuff. And if you want to participate, just spread the word. That's all you need to do. And you might say, that's your brain bias. Like, oh, it's too easy, Scooter. It makes a huge, huge difference. Okay. So that's it. I'm going to play the Bob thing probably. Yeah. Bob, other big news. Bob's been cast on the show. Like, kind of like, you know, between, you know, Bob will be on the show Bob's helping collaborate on some show ideas. So we got that going. And I don't know how else to say it. I really appreciate all the support, all the advice. And I appreciate everybody that says, geez, I want to donate some money. How can I do that? How can we raise some money for you, Scooter? We really want to help. I'm not trying to disregard any of that stuff. I'm just trying to do my best right now. And yeah, my best is not perfect, for sure. And, you know, trying to choose. I honestly don't know what I'm doing. And I'm doing my best. And I know all of you have been in similar positions. And I just want to help you guys fall asleep. And, I don't know. And I know you guys know that. I think I'm just talking to myself right now. And your brain bots, too. They say, well, geez, Janie, why can't you just get, can't you see this guy needs a hell of a lot more help than telling people? Well, down the road, I probably will. But right now, that's all the help I need. And I've been getting, in the emails, the interactions, that's important, too. And that support has been heard and felt. So that's it. Things are actually great. And I can tell you when I made this decision, I can't tell you the euphoria I really felt of saying, okay, I think this is the right choice. So my gut told me, hey, let's just put this in. And I didn't even think it was an option for a little while, which is weird. But I said, hey, this was a pilot show. It was a test. It went pretty okay. But geez, is this really working with the podcast that puts you to sleep right now with the stuff at work? And, you know, you saying, geez, I want to make sure I keep doing this podcast and helping people sleep and having fun and getting to do these fun stories. And I say, geez, you're probably right. Like, sleep show's great. Bob's great. Scooter, I am great. Yeah, Bob is the best. But, you know, yeah, you're right. Let's just, you're right, gut. Let's just stop doing it for right now. My gut said, holy shit, you listen to me for once? And I said, twice, buddy, when we started this podcast, I listened to you. And then my gut said, touche. So even getting along with my gut. So that's it. Sleep show will be on hiatus. But the podcast will put you to sleep. Will be there. And believe it or not, it'll be 5 times a week and 2 different feeds, unfortunately. If that's an issue, let me know about it. I'm still open for feedback. But that's just like figuring out the feeds and stuff and not wanting to muck up, you know, and have, I don't know. So I don't know. If you have any thoughts about it, feel free to get back to me at Dear Scooter on Twitter. SleepWithMePodcast.com on Facebook, feedback at SleepWithMePodcast.com. My voice just made a cricket sound. Did anybody hear that? Unless there's a cricket in here. All right, I want to keep talking, but I think we've said everything that I'm like, geez, did I forget anything? Because I've been thinking a lot about this. So I don't know. I mean, I guess that's it. I trust you. Without my trust in all of you, this wouldn't be possible. And maybe, just maybe, I'm getting some trust in the world to be able to say, hey, let's try to do less and take less control of things and just keep doing what was working and not try to do any more. Because I had this idea in my mind of like just pushing as hard as I could till the 2-year point. And then that, if I push as hard as I can, everything will be figured out. Now, luckily, I didn't get burned out or anything. So that's when I'm like, holy crap, my gut's like, wait a second, you talked to me before a disaster? So somehow this podcast is actually making me a healthier human being. Believe that. So the rewards I'm reaping, you know, are 1,000-fold, and thank you for showering those on me. All right, thanks. All right, hey everybody, hey Bob, Scooter. Okay, Bob, you seem down. Scooter, you know why I'm down. It's Wednesday. We're not supposed to record on Wednesday. You said Bob. Okay, Bob, it's still a podcast, so we kind of, you know, you add a little, remember I talked about this, a drama. Scooter, how, I guess. Okay, Bob, right, we, you know, tension and then relieve the tension, or some, Scooter. Okay, hey, everybody, it's Scooter here with Bob. Oh. And it's good news, but Bob's a little sad about this news. Or I think it's good news, and mediocre news, Bob. And this is Wednesday, so it's Wednesday. I just got home from work. I've been thinking about this a lot. And I got to tell you, I don't think hiatus is the right word, but the sleep show, it's not being canceled, Bob. Okay, Bob's a real upset. And but I don't think Bob will listen as I talk. And I think he'll get it. The sleep show was something we were testing out here. It was a pilot, as I said, or, you know, fun thing to play around with. And I think it's going good. But as I'm trying to figure out some of this stuff with the future of Sleep With Me podcast, I feel like I need to build a firewall around the podcast that puts you to sleep. And I feel like I need to protect that podcast. Not at all costs, but I said, geez, I think I'm pushing myself a little too much with this sleep show if I want to, if my number one priority is Sleep With Me. And it is. Bob, you're my priority, but you live in my brain, so
Scooter won't say that.
Okay, Bob, you're here, Bob, just put your head in my lap.
Oh boy, they should have canceled this show sooner.
He couldn't hear that, so don't worry. Because I got I got his head buried in my lap with my elbow on his ear. So he'll be okay. Bob will be okay. Don't worry. This show probably will come back. But with the feedback I've gotten in the last couple weeks with my gut, as I try to figure out, and I'll tell you a little bit about the why, what I can tell you right now. But I feel like my priority is doing what we started doing and what we've been doing first, which is the podcast, Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. And I think the sleep show, I tried it out, and I don't know, I think it was a little bit of everything. It was ambition to try it out and experiment with it. Check, we did that. I think a part of it was maybe a secret part of my brain that wants me to overdo things and maybe be self-destructive. Check. Well, destruction avoided, so uncheck. I think another part of it is this quest for certainty or something where it's like, okay, if I do this sleep show, it'll solve all my problems. Doesn't make sense, clearly saying it out loud. And this is probably a subconscious voice, but check. We tested that out. But I want to keep being able to do, I feel like the sleep with me is in this creative, good spot. And it's in this good spot with all of the listeners. And so I said, that's what I exactly want to do. I'm building a firewall around the main podcast. So for the time being, Sleep Show is not going to be on the, maybe like a few months from now, Bob. You know, as things unfold, we'll have more time to do the sleep show. And maybe we'll, now that we've tested out, we'll have time to do it as I envision it, like interviewing people about sleep and talking about sleep instead of just testing it out and saying, well, geez, this is how much time it took. So I hope you guys understand. I hope nobody's too disappointed, or at least I don't know if anybody could be as disappointed as Bob. So I think that's a good thing about Bob. And I'll be here to comfort Bob. It also means that, at least for now, the newsletter that hasn't come out in like a month anyway or 2 months, that's going to be on hiatus. And the reason behind all this is life works in some strange ways. And it's like I set, you know, early November as a date that I would try to think about, like before I'd make any decisions about raising money for the podcast or, you know, this is no longer a thought, but it was on the board a long time ago. I said, well, geez, if I wanted to quit the podcast, I wouldn't do it until that date. Or if I wanted to decide, that way I'd keep following through on it. But that's off the table. Don't worry. The podcast is, like I said last week, it's very important to me, and I've heard it, how important it is to you guys. So time to build, protect it, you know? And but so that's still a little bit off. But then up until now, I've been lucky enough to have a day job that while it doesn't pay me a fortune, a boatload of money, it has good benefits, and it doesn't really have any work after work, and it doesn't have a lot of stress. But recently, stuff at work, projects come up at work, and at least over the next couple months, I'm going to have a lot more stress at work. And whether that means it's being part of a project, and I don't know what that project's going to, how it's going to resolve itself, and maybe that's some of the stress is like, And again, I'm like, Jesus, this podcast going to be my job one day. So it's like trying to be a part of this new project at work, but not knowing what my future at work is a scary thing, but the work that I do is important to me, whether I'm going to work there as a career or not. So that's another thing factored in my decision. I say, Jesus, I don't want this work stress. And then, so again, firewall around the podcast. It's that simple. Podcasts will put you to sleep. That's what we do. That's what's important. And the sleep show is something nice to look forward to in the future. The newsletter, maybe that'd be sooner. But it's like, I got to keep this, but I want to keep doing the podcast to put you to sleep. I love doing it. And I love that the people it works for and the people that enjoy it. And the people that just check it out. And so I don't know what else to say. And again, I don't know. I'm going to record more on Saturday. This is Wednesday. So it'll be interesting to see what even happens over the next few days. But I just wanted to get all this out. So all right, I'll talk to you Saturday, and then you'll hear this on Monday. So you'll be hearing it in a while, I guess, unless something. And then I say, just play it. Just release it. All right, I'll be back. Hey, Bob, this is me back again. One more thing. We have a nice, I think we close out with some gratitude for the listeners, but also from someone making some progress all the way on the other side of the world. Who would have thought that this podcast would have been doing any of this? So this is someone in the midst of their winter, sleeper summer winter, as they call it, and down under that's when we play it by Dizzery Do down there. But here's the last call for a little while, and me and Bob will be back soon. But thank you all. Thanks so much. And thanks for calling in. And I don't know if it's Judy or Julie. If it's a legendary Julie C or another wonderful Australian who taken an acting class, keep up the damn good work, all of you. And thanks for setting an example.
Hi, Bob and Scooter. I thought I would call at bedtime. It's Julie here, and I'm in Sydney, Australia, and we're just coming out of a sleeper winter. First of all, congratulations. I understand that you've been awarded, or that you've been shortlisted, rather, for BrainBot Magazine's Entertainers of the Year. So a big congratulations for that. And I just wanted to tell you that the Sleeper Winter initiative inspired me to do a short acting course, and I've just finished it. And I'm going to enroll in a longer one because it was really, really fun. And so thanks for that. And thanks for all the many, many hours of sleep I've enjoyed. Thanks to you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.